Life Audio.
Hello. Thank you for listening to Your Daily Bible Verse, the podcast that examines one verse each day to learn more about God and His will for us. I'm your host, Jennifer Slattery, and after this short word from our sponsor, we'll dive into today's Bible verse, Philippians 2:5.
Did you know that the Salvation Army not only provides services to those in need, but we also produce a network of Christian podcasts you can listen to on your favorite podcast store? One of these shows, Words of Life, is a 15-minute weekly show featuring interviews, testimonies, Bible studies, and more. In April, we'll once again hear from author and pastor Natalie Runyon. She has created a new 6-week discipleship course for women to talk about community, women in leadership, accountability, and more.
We want discipleship to be what's drawing people, not bounce houses. They're more likely to come back and not just to be entertained. Even in me, you know, making him have to pry it from my hands, he was still saying, but I have something better. It was because of the redeemed saying so, of telling the story of what God had done. When we point people to him, they're going to want to know him.
Listen to Words of Life on your favorite podcast store or visit wordsoflifepodcast.org.
Hi, everyone. If you've been injured in an accident that was not your fault, listen up. We have legal professionals standing by to answer your questions for free. Call now and find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth. Call 800-497-4410. I'm here with spokesman John Wolfe. So, John, tell everyone listening who should call right now.
Well, Maria, first off, thank you for having me here. It's always nice to answer the listeners' questions. Now, as far as who should call in, anyone who's been injured in an accident and think you deserve compensation, give us a call right now. 800-497-4410. You'll find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth.
Thanks, John. You heard it, folks. Take advantage of this opportunity and call now. 800-497-4410.
Advertisement sponsored by Legal Help Center may not be available in all states.
Today's Bible verse is Philippians 2:5. In your relationships with one another, have the same mindset as Christ Jesus. I wonder how many conflicts I'd avoid, how many wounds I would not inflict, and how healthy and life-giving all my interactions might be if only I consistently applied today's verse. If I spent less time taking my social and emotional cues from my culture or even my friends and learned to pattern my thoughts and therefore my attitudes and behaviors after Christ. If I truly viewed the world, myself and others included, through his perspective, which I'm learning goes so much deeper than a grit-your-teeth type of surface-level mentality where we know we should do something and so we try with every ounce of determination we possess to do that thing, only to find ourselves hurt or offended or completely absorbed in a selfishly motivated relationship-harming vortex again and again. Notice what today's verse doesn't state. Paul doesn't tell us to pattern our behavior after the Lord Jesus Christ, although I'm certain this would please our God so long as our behavior stems from a pure grace and love-filled heart. You see, God is more concerned with our motivation than behavior modification, with the condition of our hearts than the words we use or the most religious or benevolent act we may perform, probably because he realizes something we're prone to forget. True and lasting transformation begins and is sustained at a soul deep level. From having a Christ-informed, which leads to a Christ-transformed mindset. The Greek word our Bibles translate as mindset, or in some translations, attitude, means to be regulated internally, or to hold a deep-seated, to our core, inward belief that results in external behavior. In fact, I would suggest that is almost always, if not always, where our behavior stems, from our core beliefs, those we're cognizant of, and those that are so ingrained they've sunk beyond our present awareness. According to the Bible Hub, this involves both cognitive and visceral aspects of thinking. This is why Romans 12:2 tells us not to conform to the pattern of this world, but instead to be transformed by the renewing of our minds. The truth is, we are all at each moment being conformed to the pattern of this world. The only way to avoid this entirely is to remove ourselves from human influences altogether, because we all in some way carry the effects of a world bruised and broken by sin. We all have false beliefs about ourselves and others lurking deep within our souls, which is why we must diligently, consistently, and progressively renew our minds, first becoming alert to places where we veered from God's truth, and second, actively rooting out those lies and replacing them with truth. Notice also how today's verse began. In your relationship with others, God is very concerned with how we treat one another, those outside of our faith communities and social circles, and those within. Some of us find it easier to show grace to those who don't follow Jesus because maybe we recognize they lack the power of the Holy Spirit to overcome the enslaving pull to sin. We might expect more from our brothers and sisters in Christ, and so we should, but always with the mindset of Christ. And Christ's mind is always, always, always dominated by equal parts truth and grace. This means being honest about sin, not to cut off and condemn, but instead to point to life. Being as quick to cover someone else's sin with grace as our Savior was to cover ours. The rest of the chapter reveals precisely what this type of truth, grace, and love mindset looks like, expressed through behavior modeled perfectly by our Lord. He was humble, and although fully God, the one who in perfect union with God the Father and God the Holy Spirit formed the universe and ignited every star, he also became fully man, experiencing the hunger of a missed meal, the shiver of a cold night, the fatigue of a long day, and the horrific pain of his nail-scarred hands. As the King of Kings and Lord of Lords, the first and the last, the bright and morning star, worth every word of praise and worshipful act you and I could ever perform, he came to our sin-ravished world knowing he could demand service, but choosing instead to position himself as a servant, not using his divinity to his advantage, not for one moment using his miraculous power to alleviate his discomfort and pain. Instead, he remained driven from first breath to last by love for you and I. And he invites us, his children, redeemed by him, to follow his example, not with a grit-your-teeth mentality that more often than not results in fear, resentment, discouragement, or all of those combined. Instead, with a steadily and progressively transformed mind. Let's pray. Holy Father, transform us by your Holy Spirit. Change the way we think. Change the way we view our world. Change the way we view others. Change the way we view ourselves. Give us the mind of Christ, which we know you already have given us, but help us to develop that mind, to live more consistently in the mindset that you have given us through the Holy Spirit. Speak to us, teach us, change us, reveal to us when we are being influenced by our sin, and when we're being influenced by our culture, so that we may consistently yield our thoughts and yield our hearts, our attitudes to you. Fill us with your love, with your mercy, with your compassion and your grace. Fill us so fully with you that you naturally spill from us onto everyone we encounter. We love you and we praise you. And it is in the name of your Son, our Savior, Lord Jesus, that we pray. Amen.
Your Daily Bible Verse is a production of Life Audio and Salem Media. If you liked what you heard today, please take a second to rate and review this podcast in your favorite podcast app so that more listeners like you can find the show. For more faith-filled, inspirational podcasts, visit us at lifeaudio.com.
Once in a Generation, a podcast comes along with the power and eloquence to inspire us all.
This show will entertain you while you wait for that one. Join two best friends, author and former history teacher John Driver and comedian Johnny W. for hilarious and authentic conversations about life, history, culture, faith, and everything in between.
You can listen to Talk About That wherever you find your podcasts or at lifeaudio.com.